appreciate the goodness of the Lord. I appreciate God's wonderful people. Aren't you glad God's got some good people? Amen. Appreciate God's wonderful people. I'm glad that His Word is forever, forever settled in heaven. Hallelujah. And it's our job to do our best to make sure that it gets settled here on earth. Amen. He's coming back someday to do the job and to finish it for us. But I want to do the best I can to be the faithful servant that He's called me to be. And, you know, I was thinking, I was mentioning to the pastor, Brother Brady, last time I was here and was able to minister in this barn meeting, Sister Lewis sat over here in the back corner. And now she's in heaven and she's worshiping God, waiting for us to get there. And we've had some dear loved ones that have passed on. But I'm glad God still got some good people here. Amen. And appreciate the ministry that is represented here. Amen. And friends that we've had down through the years. I appreciate Brother Finley. And I don't want to start naming names either because I might forget somebody. But I tell you what, I appreciate the Finleys. When I was a little boy, I know I'm little now, but I was a little boy then. Brother Finley and Sister Finley would come up there to Mahaffey Camp, and I always enjoyed hearing him sing. And Jesus saves. He still does. That song always rolls over my mind. There's some people we wonder if God will ever save. We wonder now. We hope. We pray. We believe. But Lord, I hope you'll, I just don't know if He'll ever save this one. And my mind goes back and I can hear Brother Finley as he hits that old chord on that guitar. Jesus saves. He still does. I'm glad God still saves. Well, glory. I'm glad He still does. And, I've not been able to visit with them as often as I've liked since the Lord has transported me somewhere quite further away. Amen. But I'm glad that our spirits can still be together and know that He's still living and doing the same as they've always have. Appreciate Brother Brady, a mentor and a father to me, and has helped me down through the years and has taught me a lot of things that I think a lot of young preachers need to learn today. I'm still trying to learn some of those things, but I've not just learned it by what he says, because he's not a man that says a lot of things. But I tell you what, if you watch his life, I appreciate the life that he's lived. And the example he's even been to my children. And I want to do my best to sing you a song tonight. Kiss C, I think. Want to help me out, maybe? It says C. We'll try it. So many times I've questioned certain circumstances, things I could not understand. Many times in trials, when weakness blurred my vision, and my frustrations, they got so out of hand. Oh, that's when I am reminded, I've never been forsaken. I've never had to stand the test alone. As I look back on my victories, your spirit rises up in me, and it's through his power my weakness is made strong. Oh, he never promised the cross would not get heavy and the hill would not be hard to climb. He never offered a victory without fighting, but he said help would always come in time. Oh, so remember when you're standing in the valley of decision and the adversary says, give in, just hold on. My Lord will show up. He will take you through the fire again. He never promised that the cross would not get heavy and the hill would not be hard to climb. He never offered a victory without fighting. He said help would always come in time. Oh, so remember when you're standing in the valley of decision and the adversary says, give in, we'll just hold on. Cause the Lord will show up and He will take you through the fire. again. So many times I question certain circumstances, things I could not understand. Many times the trials, when weakness blurs my vision, my frustration, it gets so out of hand. Oh, that's when I am reminded I have never been forsaken. I've never had to stand the test alone. Oh, as I look back on my victories, God's spirit rises up in me. Through His power, my weakness is made strong. Oh, He never promised that the cross would not get heavy. It would not be hard to climb. He never offered victory without fighting. He said help would always come in time. So remember when you're standing in the valley of decision. Adversary says give in. Just hold on. My Lord will show up and He'll take you through the fire again. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but He never promised this way would be easy. I didn't get saved so I wouldn't have any more troubles. I got saved because I had troubles. I got tired of dealing with them all by myself, and I needed somebody to come take care of my burdens. Hallelujah. I still get burdens, but now I've got a burden bearer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a lot of times I get questions. A lot of times I wonder why the test. Amen. But our sister sang last night that we're going to understand it better by and by. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm glad that I can be reminded that I've never been forsaken. I've never had to stand the test alone. Amen. When I go and I look at my victories, God's Spirit begins to rise up in me. And it's through His power that I'm made strong. Can you worship the Lord one more time tonight? Oh, so many times I've questioned certain circumstances, things I could not understand. Many times in trials, weakness blurs my vision. My frustrations, they get so out of hand. Oh, that's when I am reminded, never been forsaken. I've never had to stand the test alone. As I look back on my victories, Your Spirit rises up in me. Through Your power, my weakness is made strong. He never promised that the cross would not get heavy and the hill would not be hard to climb. He's never offered a victory without fighting, but He said help would always come in time. So remember when you're standing in the valley of decision and the adversary says give in, just hold on. Will show up and He'll take you through the fire again. He never promised that the cross would not get heavy and the hill would not be hard to climb. He's never offered a victory without fighting, but He said help would always come in time. Oh, so remember when you're standing in the valley of decision, and the adversary says, give in, just hold on. Cause my Lord will show up, and He'll take you to the fire again. So remember when you're standing in that valley of decision, and the adversary says, give in, just hold on. My Lord will show up and He'll take you through the fire again. Can you raise your hands and give Him praise tonight? Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord, You're worthy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, worship Him, church. Oh, come on, worship Him, church. Aren't you glad you ain't got to face it alone? Oh, God knows right where you are tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, remember when you're standing in the valley of decision and the adversary says, give in, just hold on. My Lord will show up and He'll take you through the fire again. Hallelujah. 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 I've been serving the Lord more than just a couple years. Brother Brady, I've had a lot of questions of why. Y'all stood with me here tonight. Been a lot of times I've wondered why, Lord. But I'll tell you what, I'm glad to have a God that can turn things around. I've got a God that can still turn things around.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, what a God. Hallelujah. Sweetheart, why don't you testify?
Well, I'm thankful for the Lord tonight, and I'm thankful for His goodness and His mercies, and I'm thankful for the mercy of the Lord. And, you know, a lot of times we take our
I do want to take just a quick moment to say that on the behalf of my family, we appreciate the hospitality that has been shown to us. Appreciate your giving in the offerings. Appreciate the accommodations. And Brother Mike letting us come and stay in his home. Appreciate the meal. Appreciate that good breakfast this morning, Brother Mike. Amen. All those home fried potatoes and eggs and gravy. And I mean, boy, we had some bacon, and it wasn't a bacon from the store. It was good bacon. Is the stuff don't have a lot of fat. It had a lot of meat. I don't like bacon, but I tell you what, I took two bites of my daughter's and she took it back. But I do appreciate what you've given to me and my family, and I'd like to do my best. Amen. I appreciate the meal tonight that was presented to us, and I'd like to do my best tonight to try to give you a meal tonight if the Lord would help me. And we've got a lot of preachers in the house tonight, so you know what I mean when I say it doesn't feel like it's coming together. But I really feel a burden on my heart, and I feel like God wants to help some folks here tonight. I said it last night, and we'll say it again. There's a lot of different churches that are represented here tonight, some of you from different places. But when you come to the barn, everybody's home folk. Amen. Everybody's home, folk. This is our barn meeting. And the few 4 years that I've been able to be here, I've appreciated it, enjoyed it. And I've always thanked God that on the third weekend that we've had to preach, the Lord's cooled it off for us. Just about every year that we've come and it's cooled off. And I thank the Lord for that as well. But I want you to turn to the book of Genesis chapter 45. And I need the saints of God to pray that God will help me. Amen. I want to help somebody. I'd sure like to help somebody tonight through His Word. Book of Genesis chapter 45. Amen. I want to say I appreciate all my friends for being here tonight. And if you're not one of my friends, I pray the Lord does such work that you become one. Amen. Book of Genesis chapter 45. Some of you have been friends for years, and others of you, I might not know your names very well, but I never forget a face. And I appreciate you as well. Amen. Appreciate your spirit. And tonight, I want to do my best to minister. I didn't come to try to astound anybody with my preaching, but I'd sure like to minister to somebody tonight. And if you let the Lord have His way, I believe God can help somebody. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Book of Genesis chapter 45, verse 17. I do hope you brought your Bible. Won't you stand with me tonight? Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 45, verse 17. Pharaoh said unto Joseph, say unto thy brethren, this do ye, lade your beast, and go get you unto the land of Canaan. Take your father and your households, and come unto me, and I will give you the good of the land of Egypt. And ye shall eat the fat of the land. Now thou art commanded, and this do ye, take you wagons out of the land of Egypt for your little ones and for your wives, and bring your father and come. Also regard not your stuff, for the good of all the land of the Egypt is yours. And the children of Israel did so, and Joseph gave them wagons according to the commandment of Pharaoh, and gave them provision for the way. And to all of them he gave each man changes of raiment. But to Benjamin he gave 300 pieces of silver and 5 changes of raiment. And to his father he sent after this manner, 10 asses laded with the good things of Egypt, 10 she asses laded with corn and bread and meat of his father by the way, for his father by the way. So he sent his brethren away, and they departed. And he said unto them, see that ye fall not out by the way. And they went up and out of Egypt and came into the land of Canaan unto Jacob their father, and told them, saying, Joseph is yet alive, and he is governor over all the land of Egypt. And Jacob's heart fainted, for he believed them not. And they told them all the words of Joseph, which he had said unto them. And when he saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob their father revived. And Israel said, it is enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. I will go and see him before I die. Why don't you help me pray one more time? Dear Heavenly Father, we need your spirit tonight. I need you, Lord. I need that sweet Holy Ghost, God, that power of God. God, that takes those that are not very eloquent and still makes the words come alive. Lord, that these words would find a lodging place in the hearts of everybody here. Lord, I pray that your ministering spirit would come down and touch our hearts tonight. Lord, deep, deep, deep within our hearts, I pray that these words would penetrate. Lord, I pray that they would regenerate. Lord, and that they would do such a work in our lives. Lord, truly the letter killeth, but it is your spirit, O God, that gives life and gives life more abundantly. Lord, I pray, God, that you'd move and work and quicken in our hearts, but also, Lord, that you'd move in this altar service, oh God. Lord, I pray that your spirit would not just come by and help me, but Lord, that the helper would come by and offer hope to one more in this place. Lord, that you draw us out of the place where we are and into the place that you desire that each and every one of us go. Father, we'll thank you for it tonight in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. This is a familiar story to most. I didn't come to preach you something you ain't ever heard. Maybe you've heard this passage preached from before. And if you have, well, I just hope that we get close. Amen. But I know that in the Bible there are no perfect types. The Word of God is filled with types and shadows. Some of Jesus Christ. Amen. David is a type of Jesus Christ. Joseph is a type of Jesus Christ. And tonight I know that this story here that I'm going to try to bring across to you may not be perfectly, amen, a type of what you're facing or what you're going through, but I do pray that the Holy Ghost can apply it in such a way that it helps us all. Can you say amen? Amen. When I think of Jacob, I do think, first of all, when they say the name Jacob, I think of a deceiver. I think of a surplanter. I think of a liar. But I do want to say that Jacob did have a good heart, because he desired the blessings of God. He just didn't go about the right way of getting it. Can you say amen? And so we do know that he desired the blessings of God, but he come in contact with God one day. Amen. But even before he came to that place, the Bible said he was running from his brother. Amen. Fleeing the face of his brother, and he laid down at a place. Amen. And he laid his head upon a rock, and the Bible said that he dreamed a dream. Amen. And he saw angels going up and down a ladder all the way to the very gateway of heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. Jacob was a dreamer. He, even when he began to come to his father-in-law, even when he said, I want Rachel, but he dreamed of this beautiful woman, and instead he got Leah. And so we find that over and over, oh, Jacob was a dreamer. And the Bible even says that he gave birth to another dreamer. Amen. I believe that we've got some dreamers in here tonight. Come on, y'all with me here. Amen. When people have talked to you in the past, amen, about the ministry, and I'm going to deal with the ministry mainly tonight, but I want to deal with the rest of us. Some of us that have been in the same place. How many knows that not everybody that stand behind the pulpit is the only ministers in the church? I believe that we are all to be servants of Jesus Christ. I believe that it is the divine will of God that everybody be a minister, ministering to all. And many of us have ministered, and so that's who I want to reach tonight. I want to reach out to the ministers. And as I was thinking about Jacob giving birth, amen, to Joseph, he loved Joseph so greatly. The Bible said that he even made him a coat of many colors. Come on here. Amen. How many of you have ever birthed somebody into the kingdom of God? Brother Kenny worked Brother Stauffer over, so we know that he's at least one. We know where you're at. Amen. But how many of you have ever prayed for somebody and fasted and sought God? Amen. Maybe some for days that you fasted and didn't eat. Amen. And spent time alone with God praying that God would get a hold of maybe a wayward son or daughter, or maybe somebody you prayed until they came into the kingdom of God. Come on here. Amen. How many can raise your hand and say, I've prayed with people until they got saved. Amen. But you know, somewhere along the way, amen, it seemed like even though there's a lot of folks that we've seen come into the kingdom of God, those that we prayed and fasted the most for, it seemed like they're just a little more dear to our hearts. Come on here. Amen. When I get to go out and preach a few meetings, amen, away from the home church where I pastor, amen, when I see somebody that we prayed through to the Holy Ghost, amen, my heart just kind of does a flip. Amen. I'm just kind of excited that they're still going on. When somebody comes up and says, Brother Gibbs, that message you preached years ago, amen, seemed to really bless me, and I still pull it out and listen to it. Amen. That doesn't lift me up, but it sure blesses me to know that somebody, amen, has got a hold of something, and it's dear to my heart, Brother Finley. Amen. When I see people that are still going on, amen, Brother Brady, not to lift me up, but it said, Brother Gibbs, there's times when I've gotten disheartened at some, but you've been an encouragement to my heart. Amen. I have felt the color, the coat of many colors that Brother Brady has even wrapped around me at times, not because I'm a favorite, not because I'm better than somebody else, but it's just a source of encouragement. Amen. I'd tell you that Jacob had many sons, but there's something about giving birth to a dreamer. Amen. Joseph was a dreamer. Amen. He dreamed many things that were from God. Can you say amen? Amen. The first thing I want to draw your attention to is Jacob's wounds. Jacob's wounds. Amen. Jacob was wounded. Come on here. Oh, help, hope the Lord. Come by and help me a little while here. Amen. The Bible talks about him wrapping that coat, amen, around Joseph, not understanding that he was breeding disunity and bitterness amongst the brethren. Amen. I don't believe that any of us ever get favorites to the point that we want to breed disunity. But I do want to tell you that it was no doubt, amen, as the years progressed, that Jacob in his mind, amen, began to go back and remember how he wrapped that coat around Joseph's arms. Amen, come on, son, put it on. Let's see how it fits you. Oh, it fits you just right, son. Amen, this was not a coat that mama made, but this was a coat that Jacob made. Amen, Jacob made this, amen, for his son that he loved so greatly. But Jacob became wounded, amen, because the Bible said that he sent out Joseph one day to go to his brethren, and the Bible said that his brethren got so jealous of him, amen, that they took that coat and threw him into a pit, planning to kill him. Come on here. Amen. Planning. Reuben said, let's put him in a pit. The rest of them said, let's kill him. And let's put him in a pit. Amen. Later we find, I believe it was Judah, amen, that said, let's sell him to slavery. Amen. There were still a few of the brethren that didn't want him to die. Oh, I hope the Lord helps him a little while here. Amen. But there was a ravaging that took place. You see, these brothers went back and told daddy, amen, that Joseph was killed by a beast. Amen. And in reality, there were some things that were killed that day. But it wasn't by a four-legged beast, but it was by his brothers that were beasts. Hallelujah. How many knows that sometimes, amen, there are those in the church that destroy. There are some gossips in the church sometimes that tear down. And in their self-righteousness, not meaning to, they destroy other brethren. And we watch them being hurt. Amen, but what you don't understand is not only are those that walk out the door get hurt, but those that stay behind are hurt also.
Oh, come on here. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Amen. There's some wounds. Amen. That are so deep. There's some people here tonight. As I said last night, you've mastered the smile, but down inside there's still wounds. Amen. That you feel so deep. Amen. There's certain names that we might be able to bring up. Amen. That have brought wounds to you. Come on here. Amen. There was a ravaging. A ravaging, but not just that. There was a ripping of Jacob's heart. His heart was so torn because they brought that coat to Jacob and said, amen, this is the coat of Joseph. Amen, this is the coat. He is dead. Don't you see the blood on the coat? Come on, y'all with me here tonight. Amen, I want to ask you, how many of you have seen the coat of a loved one that you prayed through and you've sought God for? Read scripture to them in the night when they were so tormented that they couldn't even think straight, and they'd call you and say, I just feel like the devil is overcoming my mind. I don't know if I can stand it much longer. Amen. You see that coat that those men bring, and you say, you know what? That is a coat. I remember that coat. Amen. When he's seen the blood, and when he's seen the coat, no doubt. Amen. Jacob began to cry and weep long before they ever told him the story. Amen. As he's seen that coat with the blood of his son upon it, I want to ask you tonight, how many of you have witnessed coats that have been thrown at your feet, covered with the blood of your loved one? Amen. I'm gonna tell you, don't get mad at somebody else that might have wounded that one, but realize that your adversary, amen, the opposition is the devil. Realize who your enemy is. Amen. I come to tell you, somebody tonight, Jacob has been wounded. Come on, we got any Jacobs in the house tonight? Got any dreamers in the house? You've looked at this young person and you've looked at that teacher and you said, oh God, you could do so much with this one. Amen. But what you find is somebody brings that coat and lays it at your feet. Come on, y'all with me here tonight. Amen. How many times have you sought God and fasted for somebody? Amen. Taught them what holiness was all about, only to have somebody come by and start to undermine everything you've ever told them. Oh, come on, help me a little while here. Amen. I thought I taught them so well. Amen. I want to tell you that there is a devil that is a deceiver. Yes, yes, he does want to destroy them, but he also wants to come by your way so that he might be able to hurt you. Amen. That bloody coat of that loved one. Oh, I wish I could preach like I need to. You see, what the devil wants to do is he wants to crush your dreams. He doesn't want you to dream anymore. Come on here. Amen. Jacob didn't feel like dreaming no more. The son that he dreamed about, his blood is now upon a coat. Amen. I'm going to tell you that a lot of us have seen those coats and we've wept and cried. Come on here. If we're not careful, we get so caught up with that coat that we cease from dreaming the dreams that God wants us to dream. Amen. I believe it, Sister Stacy mentioned a while back, amen, that we need to be able to prophesy. We need to have dreams. Amen. God still, his spirit is still the same. Amen. But if we're not careful, amen, we'll have those coats. Come on here, those coats. Here you go, sister. Amen. Those coats that somebody, amen, that coat of that loved one that we've talked to and prayed for and sought God for, fasted, counseled them, held on to the phone for hours, amen, until the battery's about to die and plug it in again. You're not trying to give life to the phone. You're trying to give life to the soul on the other end. Oh, come on here. I want to tell you that if we're not careful, our heart will cease to beat for the ministry. I'd like to minister, but no, I don't want to work with that one, because last time I worked with somebody, amen, they came back a bloody coat. Now, my heart can't deal with that no more, Brother Dave. Come on, y'all still with me here tonight. Amen, how did Jacob feel? Amen, that son that he loved so much. Come on, we've got some coats over here. Amen, Brother Christie, how many people have you dealt with? Come on. Amen, pastoring and seeking God. And it seemed now I don't just have one coat sitting at my feet, but countless coats. Amen, of people that once were amongst us and no longer. Amen, I want to tell you tonight that we've got to fight like we've never fought. Amen, we can't sit back and say, well, they've got another one. Amen, but I want to tell you that I'm not going to give up that easy. I'm going to pray if I pray all by myself. I'm going to dream if nobody else dreams with me. Why? Because I believe that you can dare to dream again. Would you say, amen? I just want to preach for a few more minutes on daring to dream again. Daring to dream again. You say, I'm not a preacher. You may not be, but you have been an elder, amen, that has discipled so many and talked to them about God. And your heart is so broken that if you're not careful, you withdraw from ministering. Oh, come on here. Amen. There was a doctor, amen, that had to do a surgery. And when he'd done that surgery, it was one of his first surgeries that he had done. And something happened, some kind of infection set in, and that patient died. And that doctor said, I'll never do another surgery again. Amen. But there came a point where he was the only man around, and it was a loved one in his family. And they all looked at him and said, won't you please help him? He said, I can't. The last man I did surgery on died. They said, you have no choice. If you don't help this man, he will die. And so that man began to get up there and do surgery again. Amen. I'm going to tell you that we've got some surgeons in the house that have tried to set some things straight. Come on, help me a little out here, church. Amen. Daring to dream. I've tried to help so many times, Brother Brady. Seemed like the more I tried to help, amen, the more people got hurt. Amen. I'm going to tell you that when the Spirit of the Lord gives you a verse to share to somebody, obey God. Don't worry about what somebody else thinks. Don't worry about what somebody else feels. God, I want to obey your will. I believe that's what Brother Finley was singing a little bit about tonight. Reaching out. The blood is still powerful enough to reach them. Come on here. I said the blood can still reach them. I know there's many that are not sitting here. Over the years, I've seen some that are not. But I'm going to tell you, brother, there's some men that used to stand next to me and preach. And now they're preaching an accursed gospel. Come on here. Amen. They're not preaching the truth. They're preaching a lie. Amen. Are you mad at them? No. I'm not mad at them. I want to reach them. Amen. I want to rescue them. Amen. I want to tell you that Jacob was not mad at his son. Amen. He was missing his son. Come on. Can you help me a little while here? The Bible said in Genesis chapter 42... in verse 36, Genesis 42 and 36, Jacob, their father, said unto them, me have you bereaved of my children. Joseph is not, Simeon is not, and you will take Benjamin away. All these things are against me. How many of you have ever felt like everything is against me? Oh, come on, I'm not reaching some of you. I'm sure trying. Heaven, all these things seem like no matter what I try to do, it falls apart. Come on here. Seem like no matter what I work on, seem like the devil finds out and he comes in like a flood and destroys everything I'm trying to do. Amen. I look back over my spiritual fight with God, on the behalf of God, and it seemed like all I see is statistics. All I see is these bloody coats. Amen. Yesterday, amen, as I was driving in, I wondered if God wanted me to share this last night or tonight. Amen. But I knew, amen, and it may not come together the way I want to, but I want to tell somebody here that there are some coats, amen, that have derailed you yourself. Why? Because you've withdrawn a little bit from helping. Come on, y'all with me here? Come on. Oh, I want to tell you that there was Jacob's wounds. But the Bible tells us in the book of Genesis 45 and verse 18, the Bible said, and take your father and your households and come unto me. These are Joseph's words. We don't only have Jacob's wounds, but we got Joseph's words. He wanted them to return to their father and to get their households and come unto him. Amen. I want to tell you what the words of Jesus are tonight. You need to get a hold of your households. Amen. And you need to come unto me. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Amen. You may see some coats laying around you tonight. Amen. But God wants you to pick up his yoke. Come on here. There's a yoke waiting on us to get yoked up to the Lord. And say, God, I'll do the work you want me to do without reservation. I'm willing to do whatever you want me to do, no matter what. Come on, somebody say amen. A true minister is not somebody who just wants to be seen once in a while. Amen. A true minister is not somebody that just wants to be in the limelight. It doesn't matter to them what they're doing. They're just there to shoulder responsibility. Amen. I want to tell you, I believe that we've got some other saints of God in here that you need to learn a little bit more about ministering. Come on here. It doesn't matter how much knowledge I have in my head. If I'm not able to get underneath the responsibility and help somebody else. Come on here. Amen. People don't care how much you you know until they know how much you care. I don't care how many doors you've got open to preach. It really doesn't matter. Come on, help me a little out here. Amen. I want to tell you that on the your block where you live, if you're ministering to them, if you're ministering to the shut-ins at the nursing home, somebody says, well, that's just a lowly ministry. No, it's not. You're reaching people before they leave this world. Amen. I come to tell somebody here tonight, don't count your ministry as nothing. Amen. I want to tell you that God has a plan for you, and He wants you busy working. When I was at Export, amen, there was a time, I don't know if we got anybody that's ever been to Export here. If you don't like Export, just don't think about that. But anyhow, when I was at Export, we had time when we had to go through and everybody had to clean up because it was almost holiness convention. Had to pull all the rocks out of there. And I said, what in the world are we pulling these rocks out for? And the senior classman said, oh, you'll see. And so we get this big old heaping pile of rocks. And he'd say, pull all those leaves out of there, boys. And we go through and raking all the leaves out. And I said, okay. He said, put the rocks back. You gotta be kidding. What do they think we are, crazy? And so I put all the rocks back and I go out there into the field and they give us these blue tarps. I'm thinking, what are we gonna cover up? You ain't gonna cover up nothing. You're gonna clean up something. Go rake those leaves into that tarp and pull them over there. And so we'd rake the leaves into the tarp and start pulling them over. There was a lot of people out there in that field. Everybody should have been working, but there was usually a handful working and the rest of them standing around saying, well, what are we gonna do when we get out of here? Heaven, well, you wanna go play basketball tonight? I like to play basketball, but I was told to get some leaves out of the field. Amen. I want to tell you, there's a lot of people standing in the field, maybe right next to you spiritually. Amen. But they're not working. And if you're not careful, you feel like I ain't going to work no more. But I want to tell you that God wants somebody to dare to dream again. You might have coats around your feet. You've got reasons to quit. Amen. But I want to tell you that a saint of God will fight until he draws his last breath. Why? Because he is a minister of God. I don't have a choice. I am a servant of the Most High God. I do the work I do because my Father hath bid me to do it. Oh, come on, somebody say, I didn't pull those leaves out of him and Brother Rose's field. I pulled those leaves out of God's field. I didn't pull those rocks out of Brother Beam's rock bed. I pulled it out of God's rock bed. Him and I was taught that it was God's property. It was God's house. I was ministering to God. Yes, there's some hurts along the way, but it's worth it. Oh, come on, somebody help me preach a while tonight. It's not hot. Come on here. Amen. I'm telling you, Jacob, no doubt, felt like giving up. Listen to what he says. His family is hungry. Come on. His family's hungry. And they said, we need Benjamin. Well, they're not going to give us anything for our family to eat. Oh, you guys gotta be kidding. Why did you tell him about Benjamin? You already took Joseph. Now Simeon is no more. What am I gonna do if I lose Benjamin? Some of you have felt the same way. I want to tell you that in all of your losing, you still got God. Come on here. I said, you still got God. God can still go to them in their bed. They can change their phone number, but God still knows their residence. They can throw their phone. Oh, come on here. In the deep blue sea, but God can still ring their number. Why? Because He's the creator of all. I don't know where they are. I don't know where they reside. No, but God does. And the hounds of heaven can get them every time. Hallelujah! Amen. In the midst of that famine, amen, there could have been another country that decided that they were going to try to save enough. Come on, y'all with me here. Why was it Egypt? Why did God use Joseph? I'll tell you why. Because God wanted to bring a father back together with his son. Come on here. There have been a lot of times we've got, let me see, Roger Street, Zero Street, help me out here. We got Salisall, we got Van Buren, and we got one in Green. We got five or six super Walmarts in our city. And when I go out there to a Walmart and I accidentally bump into somebody that I ain't seen in a year and a half that I've been praying for, I don't say, wow, what a coincidence. I believe that God divinely appointed for me to talk to them. But you know what my heart says? My heart says I've talked to them about God before. It ain't gonna be no different. They don't even wanna hear it. And I wanna tell you that whatever I say to them, the Bible said that he'd make your words like fire and he'd make them like wood. It burns. Come on here. I'm still talking about the fire of the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about old time move of God. Amen. Sister Miller years ago used to be in a prayer closet praying, and God would give her an address and a street, and she'd get up and drive to that house, knock on the door and say, I don't know who lives here, but I'm here to talk to you. Yes, she did. She said, I'm here, Sister Miller. Yeah, you know who I'm talking about. Brother and Sister Miller. Sister Miller passed away. But I want to tell you, God would give her an address. And she'd see the fence and she'd call up. She said, I don't know what you need, but God gave me your address. And I believe that God wants me to help you. And immediately they would break down crying and say, come in. My husband is about to divorce me. My children, I just had a son that committed suicide. I don't know what to do. I want to tell you that God is still looking for people that will minister, but I've got to pray and seek God until I'm in the place. Get your household and return back to God. Can you say amen? Amen. Isn't that what he said? He said, return. Amen. Return unto me. Amen. I'm going to tell you that God wants me to grab my family and return back to God. I'm doing my best to teach my children right from wrong. I'm doing my best to teach them what holiness is. And I'm going to tell you, usually, and some of you have taught your children just as well as you could, and now they're not where they need to be. And you've no doubt questioned in your mind, why? What could I have done different? Why did this happen? Why the? And I tell you, I don't know much. I'm just going to try something. I'm going to try to see if I can't keep getting them in the altars. Let the Spirit of God begin to touch in their hearts. Come on, y'all with me here. I'm trying not to preach too long. But I believe that God, His words are saying, return and take your father's households and come unto me. Can you say amen? There wasn't just a returning, but the Bible said in verse 20, and regard not your stuff. Regard. There was not just a returning, but there was a regarding. Amen. Regard not your stuff. Sometimes we think certain stuff is so important. Come on, somebody say amen. Come on here. Come on, shout amen if you will. This is so important. Hey man, I want to tell you that we need to go back and say, what is important? In the book of Acts, and I don't want anybody to misunderstand me. If you misunderstand me after church, please come and talk to me and I'll take my whole meal time sitting down and talking to you about this. Amen. Please understand it in its entirety. Don't take just one sentence that I'm saying. Amen. But I do believe that when they first had their churches, they didn't have sanctuaries, did they, brother? I don't know. They didn't have sanctuaries. They had church in their homes because that's all they had. Come on here. I'm glad for our sanctuaries today. Come on. Amen. But I believe that sometimes we get so used to things being done a certain way. Amen. That if we're not careful, we fall into traditionalism instead of following the way of truth. And I believe that we regard things as being important that aren't even necessary. When we come into church, if we don't have a good piano player, we don't even have a piano player, we say, well, how are we going to have church? Amen. Years ago, they may not even have had music. Amen. But they begin to pat their foot and clap their hands. Amen. And begin to sing the songs of Zion. Hey man, I want to tell you tonight, when they were on that old slave ship, they didn't have no guitars, didn't have no drums, but they'd be singing Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Hey man, what do you say, preacher? I tell you what I'm saying. Hey man, sometimes we regard things that are not even important. God was telling those brothers, I don't want you fighting along the way. Well, this is important. Now that is, I want to tell you what's important is getting back home, getting the household, and getting them back to where they need to be. Come on, help me a little while here. Heaven, the most important thing is getting the household that's lost out there back to where they need to be. Get them back into the household of faith. A regarding, not just a regarding, but a rewarding. He said, for the good of all of Egypt is yours, and I will give you the good of the land of Egypt, and you shall eat the fat of the land. Heaven, I want to tell you tonight that it's not God's will for us to barely make it by spiritually. Come on here. Hey, I'm rich in faith and hope and love. I got more than my share. Woo!
Hey man, how you doing? Well, hey man, unemployment is high, but I got more than my share, cause I'm rich in faith and hope and love. Hey man, I come tonight to tell you that the rewards of heaven are so much greater. Hey man, somebody even asked me tonight, sitting at the supper table, he said, are you related to David Gibbs? Come on, you. I said, well, he's supposed to be a pretty good man, but I said, he's the rich side of the Gibbses. They said, we thought you were. I said, I am. Hey, man, just everything I've got is over on the other side. Hey, man, waiting on me. Hallelujah. Hey, man, my driveway is paved with gold. Hey, man, I've got the biggest mansion there is. And I sure hope that God's got a few people up there to help me keep it clean. Hey, man, but I want to tell somebody here tonight that I'm not going to heaven for the mansion. I'm not going to heaven for the materialism. I'm going to heaven because of my master. Hey man, when I get there, I'd like to have some souls to take with me. But if the devil can stop me from dreaming tonight, Sister Stace, that he is winning the war, I will dream again. Can somebody say amen? Imagine how many times they had a family gathering over to the side, and Jacob's just sitting there with his head hung low, holding on to that old coat, saying, oh, Joseph, come on here. Hey, man, oh, I tell you, I sat in my church the other night, and I looked around, and I seen where Brother So-and-so used to sit, and I seen where So-and-so used to sit, and I said, oh, Lord, would you reach him? Would you touch him? Come on here. I've got family members that used to walk this road with us, and now they're walking another road. What are you doing? If I'm not careful, I will go into depression instead of dreaming. Come on here. Hey man, are you facing depressing times instead of dreaming times? Oh, I wish I could preach to you like I need to. Hey man, some of us don't even have a vision anymore. Can you imagine your church full? Can you imagine your church full? Oh, that's a dream, Brother Gibbs. Yes, it is. And who is the fulfiller of dreams? God is. Hallelujah. Hey man, I wish I could preach just like I'm needing to. Hey man, I come to tell you it's not a time to be depressed, but it's a time to get out there and say, God, use me to bring deliverance to the souls that have been lost. God, I will dare to dream again. Would you say amen with me tonight? Joseph's words said, return unto me, regard not your stuff, and there will be a rewarding. Hey man, I want to tell you that the words of Joseph were comforting to Jacob, but they were not convincing to Jacob. How many of us, we've read those words, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Come on here. Hey man, let not your heart be afraid. Neither, come on here. I know those words, but do they bring the comfort they used to bring? Come on, help me a little while here. You remember when you was first saved and you'd start to go through a rough time and somebody'd open up the Bible and begin to share some words with you and you'd say, wow, that's just how I feel. How did that book know that? Hey, come on here. And now we say, oh yeah, yeah, I've read that before. That's found in Psalms chapter 42. Yeah, I know that. Oh yeah, 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 I've read that before. Yeah, I know. Hey, when the preacher says a certain text, yeah, I know, boy, I hope he preaches good tonight. Hey man, I want to tell you that it's become common. Come on, help me a little while here. Hey man, you know why? Hey man, even still, after you've been married a while, if you're not careful, you begin to take the other person for granted. But I've had some people that have lost their spouse that have come to me and said, preacher, please value her highly. Oh, come on, because you can't find another one like that. Hey man, a letter that she writes to me may seem, well, that's nice. And we toss it aside. Hey man, a letter that God writes to me, oh yeah, that's nice, and toss it aside. But I believe that we need to read the love letter that God has given to us. His words don't only need to comfort or convince us, amen, but they need to comfort us. Can somebody say amen? Do you really believe in your heart, not your head? Do you really believe in your heart that God has more power than the devil? How many believes that God smote Saul down and told him that you're fighting against me instead of for me? How many believes God can still do that? Come on, help me a little while here. How many of you have some lost loved ones you've been trying to reach and you feel like they're unreachable? You feel like there's walls so high that God's Word could never get in. Amen. I come to tell you tonight that God's Word is like a hammer and it breaks the hardest of hearts. Amen. God knows how to give them a dream. Amen. God gave Nebuchadnezzar a dream, didn't he? Talking about daring to dream and shook Nebuchadnezzar all the way down to his toenails. Oh, what is this? Daniel, help me. And he said, you've been lifted up in pride. Come on here. Amen. I believe that God knows how to reach them. If only we can be convinced of what God can do. There's a story, I don't even know if it's true, but I'll still share it with you. It said that Thomas, a disciple of the Lord, history tells it, not the Bible, that's why I don't know if it's true, but history says that Thomas went to India, and that's where there is a big cathedral, amen, of St. Thomas. But anyhow, they said that Thomas was standing in that river, amen, baptizing people, and said that some scoffers came and began to scoff and said, you don't have a real God that can do anything. And he reached his hand down into that water and threw it up in the air and said, stop! And that water stayed suspended in the air until he said, drop. And those men dropped to their knees and got saved, and there was a great church. I want to tell you something. Whether that's true or not, I do know this much, that Moses stretched out his rod over the Red Sea. Amen. God says that Joshua, when he came to the river that was overflowing its banks at the time of the harvest, when it seemed impassable and impossible, we know that God came on the scene and parted it hither and thither. Amen. We know that he parted it again and again and again, and God wants to part water for you too, if you will dare to believe God. Amen. Some of us say, oh, I wish God would save. But we cannot say, I believe God will. Amen. Paul said when he was on the ship in the midst of the storm, he said, an angel stood by me this night. And he said, not to be afraid. And it shall be even as it was told me. Amen. I want to tell somebody tonight that his words don't need to just comfort you. They need to convince you. Aren't you glad for a God that cares about us? Amen. There was not just Jacob's wounds and Joseph's words. Amen. But the Bible tells me down here, amen, they told him, they said, Jacob is yet alive, or Joseph is yet alive. He is governed over Egypt, and Jacob's heart fainted. When I tell you tonight, God can save your son. God can save your daughter. I know, but come on here. Isn't that what Martha or Mary said? Amen. Unto Jesus, your brother can live. I know, in the day of the resurrection. I believe that, but I want to tell somebody here tonight that he said, I am the resurrection and the life. Though they were dead, yet shall they live. Oh, come on here. Amen. What happens when that dead spouse comes alive again all of a sudden? Uh-oh. Amen. What happens when they do give their heart and life to God? All of a sudden, that kind of knocks the doctrines of the devil, doesn't it? Hey. Amen. I want to tell somebody here tonight that the Word of God never changes. It never erodes away, but it still has the same power. The Bible said that he upholds all things by the word of his power. It's not just by his hand that he upholds it, but it's by his word. And I come to tell you tonight that when they said that he is alive, they said that Jacob's heart fainted, and he believed them not. And they told him all the words of Joseph which he had said unto them. But when he saw the wagons, come on here. I'm not just talking to you about Jacob's wounds and Joseph's words, but I want to talk to you about Joseph's wagons. Come on here. Are you with me tonight? Amen. The Bible says that the enemy come out against them, and the servant, we don't even have his name, but the servant looked to Elisha and said, man of God, there's some men out there with some big old swords, and they're on horses, and they got four legs, and we've only got two, and I think we're in trouble. Amen. What are we going to do? And the man of God said, oh Lord, amen, would you please open his eyes? Amen. I want to tell somebody here tonight that in this house, in this glorified barn where God has us assembled together, there are wagons, amen, seated across the front of this place. And you might not be able to see them with your natural eyes, but if you could kneel down in these old altars and say, Lord, open my eyes again. Why? That I may dream once more, that I may see what is real. Amen. these things that I see are temporal, but those things that are not seen are eternal. I don't know about you, but I'm not living this life for now. I'm living it for the other side. And I believe that there are wagons that have supplies to get you home. Can somebody say amen? Hallelujah! I said there's wagons. The first thing the Bible says is that there was a receiving. The Bible said Joseph had sent the wagons to carry Joseph, to carry Jacob. How many times have you said, I can't walk it? I can't get there. On the day that God's wagons are come, that they may carry you. Hallelujah. Oh, I wish I could preach this like I'm a needin' to. Amen. I come to tell you that the wagons are come to receive you. The wagons are come to lift you up and carry you. Come on, honey, come to this piano if you would. Amen. I'm getting ready to close. I ain't trying to preach you up into some emotionalism, but I do want to tell you that they're here to receive you. Amen. And the Bible said that immediately his heart revived. There was not just a receiving, but there was a reviving. I already know tonight that you love God. I already know tonight that you worship Him. I already know tonight you believe in the blood. I heard you sing it. But I'm asking tonight, don't you believe that those wagons need to receive you? Oh, come on, I'm not asking you to receive the wagons. I'm asking the wagons to receive you. All you got to do is kneel down and say, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. All I see, Lord, is a bloody coat. And God says, look up a little higher. Quit looking down there. Lift your eyes up a little bit more. And when you look up, you see the hills from whence cometh your help. Here comes those wagons. And where was the angel of the Lord and the tribes that were coming against the Assyrians? They were in the mountaintops. Amen. I'm going to tell you tonight that I may be in the valley, but I'm looking up to the mountaintop, Pastor. Amen. I believe that the wagons will receive me and I will be revived. Can you say amen? There was a recognizing. There was a recognizing. Listen to this. The Bible tells us in verse 28, and Israel said, it is enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. I want to ask you, is it enough? I want to ask you, is it enough? The Bible does not say that Jacob said. It said Israel said. Are you being Jacob tonight or are you being Israel? Come on, help me a little while here. Oh, I wish God would move for me. I know, we're being Jacob. We're being the puny one instead of the powerful one. Come on here. Amen. We're not prevailing. Amen. We're wasting away. That's not the mentality of God. Amen. In the upper room, they were only 120 and they turned the known world upside down. If they could turn the whole world upside down, I believe this room could turn this county upside down. Amen. I'm not asking you to turn the world upside down. I'm asking you to turn the county upside down. Come on here. Amen, the area that you come from, how can I do it? You can do it when you get alone with God and begin to say, God, let me dream again. Amen, open my eyes that I might see. And when your eyes are opened, you will be referred to as Israel instead of old fleshly carnal Jacob. Can somebody say amen? That's as good as it gets. I need you to stand. I want to tell somebody here tonight that I'm human just like you are. I get discouraged just like you do. My eyes become tears just like yours do. Amen. The Bible even tells us in one place that David said, my meat, amen, has been my tears day and night. Amen. Jeremiah said, my eye runneth with tears. Amen. They knew what it was like to be sorrowful. But I believe tonight, if we'd make up our minds, what do you want me to do tonight, preacher? You want me to climb on a wagon I can't even see? No, I'm just asking you to come into these altars and say, God, open my eyes so I can see the wagons. I can't do it myself, brother. I've tried and I've fallen flat on my face. I don't have the energy to walk over there. Amen. But if I can climb up into a wagon, somebody help me get up into this wagon. Hey. I come tonight. I came from Oklahoma. Why did God send me out here? I tell you why. He wants me to help you get inside the wagon. Amen. Somebody fell off the wagon. Come on here. Amen. You've been walking so long you're weary. Somebody needs to get back on the wagon. Come on. Somebody say amen. Help me dream again. I'm an old man. Let somebody else dream. Let somebody else do it. No. God wants us to dream again. Can somebody say amen? I'm not going to ask you if you needed this message tonight. I already know you did because God gave it to me. He wouldn't waste my time and yours. So I tell you what I want you to do. I want you to find a place to pray and I want you to bombard heaven. Come on here. God, open my eyes. Lord, have I been guilty? Have I been guilty, Lord, of not believing you like I need to? Have I been believing the wrong report? Who have believed the report of the Lord? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? I'm ready to see him get saved. I'm ready to see him get sanctified. I'm ready. Then all we need to do is believe the report of the Lord. Woo! Hallelujah! Oh, somebody shout praise the Lord! Daring to dream again. Jacob! I know you're here in this house somewhere. Hey. You've wondered if your doors of your church are going to close because things are getting so bad. Hey, I want to tell somebody what you need to do is pray and seek the face of God and say, God, I'm going to stand between the living and the dead, and I'm going to raise that censer towards heaven, and I'm going to see them get saved again. The plague is going to stop, and the power is going to begin. Can somebody shout praise the Lord? I'm not going to ask you to raise your hands if this is for you. I'm just going to ask you to find an altar and say, God, help me to see what you want me to see. Come on, come on, come on. Let's come right up here. Come on, come on. There's plenty of room. If they ain't got room, then we can just begin to get around those ones. Come on, let's get in here. Come on, let's fast as you can. Come on, let's get up into these altars tonight. Lord, I need you, Jesus. Gonna pray and pray all by myself.
All by myself.
Gonna stand if I have to stand alone. Cause it'll be worth it to make it to glory. But then I'll go. I'm going anyway. I'm gonna pray if I pray all by myself.
I'm gonna stand if I have to stand alone. Cause it'll be worth it to make it to glory.
Well, if they don't go,
I'm going anyway.
I'm gonna pray by myself.
By myself, I'm gonna stand if I have to stand alone.
Well, it'll be worth it
to make it to glory.
If they don't go,
I'm going anyway. Oh, I'm gonna pray if I pray all by myself. I'm gonna stand if I have to stand alone. It'll be worth it to make it to glory if you don't go. I'm going anyway. I'm gonna pray if I pray all by myself.
Stand if I have to stand alone. Cause it'll be worth it to make it to glory if you don't go. I'm going anyway. I'm gonna pray if I pray all by myself.
Gonna pray and if I have to stand alone, it'll be worth it to make it to glory if you don't go. I'm going anyway.
We're like an army, we're marching towards heaven. And it's best if together we stand. Well, yonder in the valley, if it leads me to stand alone, I'm going anyway. I'm going to pray.
If I pray all by myself, I'm going to stand if I have to stand alone. It'll be worth it to make it to glory if you don't go. I'm going anyway.
I've been traveling this road towards heaven. And sometimes my path gets hard to trod. But I'll keep my hand in the Master's hand, and then I'll stand in the presence of my God. I'm going to pray.
If I pray all by myself, I'm going to stand if I have to stand alone.
Oh, it'll be worth it to make it to glory if you don't go.
I'm going anyway.
Well, here we stand on the stormy banks of Jordan. And at times we just don't understand. Oh, but wait on out into the water. And tomorrow we'll camp in Canaan's land. I'm going to pray if I pray all by myself. I'm going to stand if I have to stand alone.
It'll be worth it to make it to glory if you don't go. I'm going anyway. Oh, I'm going to pray if I pray all by myself. I'm going to stand if I have to stand alone. It'll be worth it to make it glory if you don't go. Oh, I'm going anyway. I'm gonna pray if I pray all by myself.
I'm gonna stand
if I have to stand alone.
Cause it'll be worth it to make it to glory. If you don't go, I'm going anyways. Well, sometimes I'm climbing Jacob's ladder. Well, sometimes I walk the valley low. Oh, sometimes I have to cross dark rivers. But when I climb my last mountain home,
I'm gonna pray if I pray all by myself. I'm gonna stand if I have to stand alone. It'll be worth it to make it glory if you don't go. I'm going anyway. I'm gonna pray if I pray all by myself. I'm gonna stand if I have to stand alone. It'll be worth it to make it to glory if you don't go. I'm going anyway. I'm gonna pray if I pray all by myself.
I'm gonna stand if I have to stand alone.
It'll be worth it to make it to glory if you don't go. I'm going anyway. I'm gonna pray if I pray all by myself. I'm gonna stand if I have to stand alone. It'll be worth it to make it to glory if you don't go. I'm going anyway. I'm gonna pray if I pray all by myself.
I'm gonna stand if I have to stand alone. It'll be worth it to make it to glory
if you don't go.
If you don't go, I'm going anyway. Well, here we stand on the stormy banks of Jordan, and at times we just don't understand. Oh, but wade on out into that water, and tomorrow we'll camp in Canaan's land. I'm gonna pray
if I pray all by myself. I'm gonna stand if I have to stand alone. Be worth it to make it to glory if you don't go. I'm going anyway. I'm gonna pray if I pray all by myself. Gonna stand if I have to stand alone. Be worth it to make it to glory if you don't go. I'm going anyway. I'm gonna pray if I pray all by myself. Gonna stand if I have to stand alone. It'll be worth it to make it to glory if you don't go.
I'm going anyways. I'm gonna pray if I pray all by myself.
All by myself.
I'm gonna stand if I have to stand alone. God, I'm gonna do it with your
it'll
power.
It'll be worth it to
Lord,
make
I'm gonna
it
do it
to
through
glory
prayer. I'm
gonna
do it with your presence. I'm going anyways. I'm gonna pray if I pray all by myself. I'm gonna stand if I have to stand alone.
It'll be worth it to make it to glory if you don't go. I'm going anyway.
Oh, sometimes my friends, they talk about me. It makes me sad, the things that they say. But it won't matter come morning when Jesus carries his church away. I'm gonna pray if I pray all by myself.
I'm gonna stand if I have to stand alone. It'll be worth it to make it to glory if you don't go.
They don't go, I'm going anyways. I'm gonna pray, if I pray all by myself. Come on, pray, church. Come on,
pray
to dream again.
Open my eyes and I'm going anyway.
I'm gonna pray
if I pray all by myself. Gonna stand if I have to stand alone. It'll be worth it to make it to glory if you don't go. I'm going anyway. I'm gonna pray if I pray all by myself.
I'm gonna stand if I have to stand alone.
It'll be worth it to make it to glory if you don't go.
I'm going anyways. There may be no comforting words
from this world along my way. Oh, no one to stand with or encourage me, but if they don't go, I'm going anyways. I'm gonna pray.
If I pray all by myself, gonna stand if I have to stand alone. It'll be worth it to make it to glory. If you don't go, I'm going anyway. By myself. And if I have to stand alone, it'll be worth it to make it to glory. If you don't go, I'm going anyway. I'm gonna pray if I pray all by myself. Gonna stand if I have to stand alone. It'll be worth it to make it to glory. If you don't go,
I'm going anyway. Well, sometimes my friends, they talk about me. It make me sad, the things that they say. But it won't matter, come on. Oh, and Jesus carries the church away.
I'm gonna pray if I pray all by myself. I'm gonna stand if I have to stand alone. It'll be worth it to make it to glory. If you don't go, I'm going anyway. I'm gonna pray if I pray all by myself. I'm gonna stand if I have to stand alone. It'll be worth it to make it to glory. If you don't go, going anyway. I'm gonna pray all by myself.
I'm gonna stand if I have to stand alone. Cause it'll be worth it to make it to glory. If you don't go, I'm going anyways.
Pray if I pray all by myself. I'm gonna stand if I have to stand alone. It'll be worth it to make it to glory. If you don't go, I'm going anyway. Pray if I pray all by myself.
Come on, worship him.
If I have to stand alone, it'll be worth it to make it to glory. If you don't go, I'm going anyway. I'm gonna pray if I pray all by myself. I'm gonna stand if I have to stand alone. It'll be worth it to make it to glory. If you don't go, I'm going anyway. I'm gonna pray if I pray all by myself. I'm gonna stand if I have to stand alone. It'll be worth it to make it to glory. If you don't go, I'm going anyway. Gonna pray if I pray all by myself. Gonna stand if I have to stand alone. It'll be worth it to make it to glory. If you don't go, I'm going anyway. Gonna pray if I pray all by myself. It'll be worth it to make it to glory. If you don't go, I'm going anyway. Pray if I pray all by myself. Gonna stand if I have to stand alone. It'll be worth it to make it to glory. If you don't go, I'm going anyway. I'm gonna pray if I pray all by myself. Gonna stand if I have to stand alone. It'll be worth it to make it to glory. If you don't go, I'm going anyway.
Well, I've been traveling this road towards heaven, and sometimes my path gets hard to trod. Oh, but I'll keep my hand in the Master's hand, then I'll stand in the presence of my God.
I'm gonna pray if I pray all by myself.
Yes, I'm gonna stand
if I have to stand alone. It'll be worth it to make it to glory. If you don't go, I'm going anyway. Gonna pray if I pray all by myself. Gonna stand if I have to stand alone. It'll be worth it to make it to glory. If you don't go, I'm going anyway. By myself. Stand if I have to stand. Am I worthy to make it to glory? If you don't go, I'm going anyway. I'm gonna pray if I pray all by myself.
By myself.
Gonna stand if I have to stand alone. It'll be worth it to make it to glory
if you don't go.
I'm going anyway.
We're like an army, we're marching towards heaven. And it's best if together we stand. Oh, but if yonder in the valley he leads me, I'll just stand alone. I'm going anyways.
I'm gonna pray if I pray all by myself. I'm gonna stand if I have to stand alone. It'll be worth it to make it to glory. If you don't go, I'm going anyway. Gonna pray if I pray all by myself. Gonna stand if I have to stand alone. It'll be worth it to make it to glory. If you don't go,
if you don't go, I'm going anyways. Well, here we stand on the stormy banks of Jordan, and at times we just don't understand. Oh, just wade out deep into the water, and tomorrow we'll be camping in Canaan's land.
I'm gonna pray if I pray all by myself. I'm gonna stand if I have to stand alone. It'll be worth it to make it to glory if you don't go. I'm going anyway. I'm gonna pray if I pray all by myself. Gonna stand if I have to stand alone. It'll be worth it to make it to glory if you don't go. I'm going anyway. Be worth it to make
it to glory. Even you don't go, I'm going anyways. Well, sometimes I'm climbing Jacob's ladder, and sometimes I walk the valley low. And sometimes I have to cross dark river, but when I climb, I last my knobby hope.
I'm gonna pray all by myself. Alone. It'll be worth it to make it to glory if you don't go. I'm going anyway.
Stand if I have to stand alone. Cause it'll be worth it to make it to glory if you don't go.
I'm going anyway.
We're like an army, we're marching towards heaven. It's best if together we stand. Oh, but yonder in the valley he leads me. I'll stand alone, cause I'm going anyways.
I'm gonna pray if I pray all by myself. Gonna stand if I have to stand alone. It'll be worth it to make it to glory if you don't go. I'm going anyway. I'm gonna pray if I pray all by myself. Gonna stand if I have to stand alone. It'll be worth it to make it to glory if you don't go.
If you don't go, I'm going anyways. Well, here we stand on the stormy banks of Jordan. And at times, I just don't understand. But if I wait on out into God's water, well, tomorrow we'll be camping in Canaan's land.
I'm gonna pray if I pray all by myself. Gonna stand if I have to stand alone. Well, it'll be worth it to make it to glory. If you don't go,
even you don't go, I'm going anyway. There may be no comforting words. Well, from this world along my way, no understand or encourage me. But if they don't go, I am going anyways.
I'm gonna pray if I pray all by myself. Gonna stand if I have to stand alone. It'll be worth it to make it to glory if you don't go. Going anyway.
Pray all by myself. I'm gonna stand if I have to stand alone. Cause it'd be worth it to make it to glory if they don't go. I'm going anyways. Well, sometime my friend they talk about me. It makes me sad those things that they say. But it won't matter, no, come on and hold with my Jesus. He catches his church away. I'm gonna pray all by myself. I'm gonna stand if I have to stand alone. Cause it'll be worth it to make it to glory if they don't go. I'm going anyways. I'm gonna pray if I pray all by myself. I'm gonna stand if I have to stand alone. They don't go, I'm going anyways. Well, here we stand on the stormy banks of Jordan. And at times we just don't understand.